Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
David, we were talking a minute ago about your just dropping out of the consideration for selection as the replacement candidate for Chris Collins, who's been indicted and arrested and now is still on the ballot against Nate McMurray, the Democrat nominee for Congress in New York 27. You pulled yourself out, and where you're hearing about the fact that no one but an Erie County person will be selected.
That has been texted to me by many folks close to committee, committee members, town committee members. It said, in fact, it said David Bellavia will never be the candidate is what it said. So I'm not going to start making stories up now. I mean, that's they want an Erie County person. I understand it. We go into a bloodbath, a civil war. It becomes the rural guys against the big city guys. And guess what? It takes another week to get this process done. And then guess what? You run for 30 days, 60 days. And then a liberal judge decides to get involved in politics and make decisions on behalf of the people. And it turns out that Chris Collins has got to stay on the ballot.
It's interesting how much of this is going to be driven by the judge we pull. Right? I mean,
again, I think it makes the most sense to just tell the candidates, to tell the party, this is our plan. If you're confident that the plan is going to work, why are we not talking about it?
So we don't know how they're going to get Chris Collins off the ballot.
Period. That is
nobody does.
Nobody does. So stop with the nonsense.
Do the chairs know? Do the chairs know?
Well, wouldn't you think that if you're auditioning people to be your next congressman, that you would at least take those individuals who are throwing their hat in the ring? Some of these guys are taking slings and arrows. I mean, Carl Paladino had a 10-minute piece run on him by CNN and MSNBC.
Right.
Would it not be at least, if there's any sort of relationship that you would like to have with Carl Paladino in the future, would you not want to explain, hey, this was all for giggles? This was just, you know, we don't have an idea of what's going on. That guy's drawing the fire for everybody in this field. Carl Paladino is drawing fire for everyone in this field right now. I think any other candidate deserves to know, here's our plan. This is what we're going to do. And we're 85% certain it's going to work.
But do all the chairs know?
No.
Jeez. So there are some of these eight chairmen that really have no idea how Chris Collins is going to get off the ballot.
I would say the majority of the chairs have no idea how Chris Collins is going to get off the ballot. It's the truth. But again, that's not their responsibility. Their responsibility right now, these eight chairmen and women, have been tasked with finding a replacement. Their job is not to get Chris Collins off the ballot. That has been put off to another group of election experts and attorneys.
Okay, so whose job is that?
That's out of my pay grade.
Oh, okay. So the job of getting Chris Collins off the ballot resides with a nameless group of powerful election law experts. And who may replace him, at least temporarily, until this is potentially appealed and overruled, that's being taken care of by the chairs. Now, so the eight chairs really don't know if what they're doing is going to have any impact at all.
The eight chairs are loyal Republicans who want to do what's best for New York 27.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want. And they are not given the task of finding a magic loophole in the law. Their job is to go to their town chairs, their committee members, and relay the process and say, we're going to find the best candidate, and we hope everything else works out with the folks who are tasked with taking Collins off the ballot. But I just...
It makes sense that I don't know how many of them are election law experts, so I get that. You know, how many of the chairs are? They're probably not so many. You know,
Chairman Siebert in Genesee County is one of the smartest, best Board of Election guys in the state.
Sorry, no cough button. Sorry.
Ralph Moore out of Erie County. Again, that guy, I'll put anyone of the Democratic Party against those guys. But it's, again, it's not that we don't have great minds. It's not that we don't have amazing attorneys. This is an unprecedented, ridiculous situation that everyone has found themselves in. And it's not a lack of complacency or not caring. It is just a crazy situation. They're going to do the best they can, but there's no guarantee that it sticks.
David, let's just be honest here. We did not find ourselves in this situation. This is not how we ended up here. We didn't just wake up one day and say, Zowie, look at this. The sky's purple. That's not what happened here. I think that's important to note. And only the only honest thing you can say to these listeners is that that Chris Collins put us here. And, you know, God, I hope he's found not guilty. And some of this, that's the indictment against him, sounds to me like he's trying to save his family. I get that. But we did not find ourselves here because we all tripped and fell. None of us tripped and fell. So let's just be honest about that. I don't expect you to make a comment about that. I don't want you to. I know you're trying very hard to stay non-controversial and step out of the way. So in the process of discussing this, I know that they were throwing ideas of like, well, you not you in particular, but this candidate may not want may be good enough for New York 27, but maybe they can replace the state senator who will be. Has anyone talked to you about another office, David?
Look, people are throwing, you know, everyone with a blog is an expert and they're handicapping races different ways. Here's the deal. If I ever feel, you know, that my service to my country can be through elected office, I'm going to go through the people.
Meaning an election.
An election.
A primary.
People. Well, whether it's a primary or it's an open seat. But
you're going to get your name on the ballot via signature gathering, and you're going to stand for election according to the process.
If you're going to ask for the sacred trust, you go through the process. And I just, you know, we've been down the road before when you have how things happen. And by the way, these are lessons learned. Michael, you were there for all of it. Mm-hmm. The lessons learned the last time this happened around, that this came, the last time this happened, that was an ugly, crazy circus.
Yes.
It wasn't fun, and it just got more and more chaotic. And I saw this happening on this train, and I decided to do what was best for the district and the party to grab the emergency brake and stop this from getting chaotic.
Okay.
That's exactly where it was going.
Okay, so I guess I'm going to thank you for that, regretfully. But let me, before I let you go, because we're going to have to go to commercial break here in a moment, you said four people, and you don't want to talk about who the four people are, and that means six beyond you, six more people need to drop out, need to just understand that their role here is delaying an inevitable process. And that four people are really in the running. And I'm just going to take a guess. And after each name, I want you to tell me, oh, warm or cold. How about that? Is that good enough? Warm or cold? Warmer? No? Let me just give you my four, and you tell me if I'm nuts, okay? Carl Palladino, Stefan Mihailu, Mike Ranzenhofer, and Assemblyman Hawley. Are those four good guesses?
Sir, I'm not saying that those are the four favorites, but out of those four candidates, you get pretty much everything that's represented in this district. You have,
right,
you know, people that have spent, you know, $500,000 every 2 years to get their name recognition up in their district. You have people with very high approval ratings. You have folks that got Trump-like numbers, you know, 8 years ago in a statewide campaign, and you have people that could fund their own races. So, mm-hmm. you know, I don't see anything wrong with those four folks.
Okay.
Throw a name in there here and there, but there's no reason why 10 people at this phase have not been, you know, have not had the moment where they look in the mirror and say, what am I doing?
Okay, before you go, we got to go to a commercial break. I'm just going to throw something at you. I've heard tell that Erie County Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy is throwing his hat in the ring, that he, at a recent meeting, floated the idea of him becoming the selected candidate, he who controls 44% of the vote to select the next candidate. Is that true? Because I've heard it's true. I heard it's not.
You know what? Nick Langworthy is not ever going to represent this district as a chairman from Erie County. The optics on that alone would be there would be a civil war. There's no possible way a chairman that hasn't gone through any of the process that everyone else has gone through is going to throw their own hat, their own name in the ring. I don't believe that there's any validity to that at all. It would be a complete betrayal of what he's trying to do. And what he's trying to do is lead his county to pick the best electable person to get Chris Collins off the ballot. He's got enough on his plate. There can't be any ambition from Nick Langworthy to be a congressman.
It would seem kind of odd that the person steering the process would step in. But of course, remember how many vice presidential selection processes, including George W.'s own, ended up with the person in charge of selection being the one who says, you know, I'm really the right guy.
Well, it's not going to happen. There's no way, Nick, it's not going to happen. I think that that's just a vicious rumor that's out there. And, you know, for whatever reason, and it further divides us. It further divides us. We have to come together. We have to be pro Nick Langworthy, pro Erie County, pro Ontario County, you know, pro all chairman. This is about the Republican Party and keeping this seat, and anything else is just getting in the way. It's attempting to divide us. And I urge all the other folks that are looking at this race for whatever reason, so they can get on Channel 2, 4, and 7, WBN, to just say, hey, why am I doing it? Am I really the best candidate? Let's make the decision for the chairman and get this thing down so that we can end this process and get to the business of the people.
Yeah. David, this has been a very difficult time talking to you about this. I don't like the idea that – let me just say this, all right? I've told you this before. I've said this to other people in private. I'm going to just say it flat out in public. The idea that you are being held off from running for public office successfully by people who have never served their country, never bled for their country, by people who are simply politicians, it drives me wild. It makes me sick. And I'm so proud of you for just making this not about you and stepping aside, because any one of the people that we've talked about could beat Nate McMurray and serve New York 27 well. And I think you'd be the best one. I'll be just flat out. I think Dave DiPietro would have been great. And Dave, from the very beginning, didn't like this process. It's just, it's sad to me. Hashtag sad. David Bellavia, thanks for spending time with us. I'll be listening to you on radio.com today to see how else you dodged the questions. Thanks a lot, David. I know you've had a long, heartfelt decision to make, and you surprised me with this, but God bless you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.